So the more we're like Jesus, the more we're going to be good for everything that God has for us. Now let's go through Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. And, oh, I forgot, while you turn to Hebrews chapter 5, that word trained is a different word. And I wish he kind of expressed it this way. He should have, I feel like they should have said nourished, because the word for trained in that passage in Hebrews about having nothing to do with silly, irreverent things, he's using a term train that's the same word that you would use for a baby, feeding a baby, nourishing the baby. Okay? So it's called eating junk food and taking care of your body means you eat right. You eat right. Babies can't eat right. They can't. They don't know how. The number one job of any parent is teaching their child how to eat. Am I right? The number one job of the Holy Spirit is teaching his babies how to eat. Because Christians eat too much junk. And I run into them and I see icing all over their face. And they're 50 years old, been walking with the Lord for 20 years, still eating junk food. In the Word. You understand what I'm saying? Spiritually. Holy Spirit wants you to eat right. Jesus wants to train you how to say no to sweetie, fatty, hurtful stuff. It's sweet. And he wants you to do it right. And that's the point of that word, nourish. And you know that that baby's growing up when that baby starts to eat right. You know, you give them the plate and they eat everything on it. It's not a war trying to get them to eat what they're supposed to eat. And don't you think God gets a little, you know, like, guys, come on, let's eat right. And Hebrews 5 verse 11, we were going there. He is frustrated. The writer of the book of Hebrews is just as frustrated with the people of God in this passage. He says, about this we have much to say, though it's hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. And you should be, what? Teachers. So, a disciple of Christ is going to be a teacher. It's going to be a teacher. You may not be quoting 5 scriptures or 10 scriptures like me, but you're going to be showing people what it's like to be a disciple just by the way you live. They're going to look at you and say, wow, look at that person. They know the word. They walk with God. They pray. They don't get angry at the supermarket when somebody does something wrong. You know, you realize that there are times when I go to the store and I just am nice to the people that are waiting on me. They thank me. They go, thank you so much. You're just so much nice. I mean, I like it when you come because you don't just act like the other customers. What does they mean by that? You don't get angry, rude, cuss people out just because they made a little mistake. You know what I'm saying? That's just typical in the customer service industry, what it's like. And it's, again, that is the maturity of eating right, because I'm spending time with Jesus and I learn to forgive. The number one characteristic of a disciple is you're loving and forgiving. That means you know how to forgive. There's no one that did it better than Jesus. I mean, what happened to him to forgive us? He died on the cross unjustly. You know, he was unjustly accused. He was beaten. He was, you know, put a crown of thorns in his head. And then he was nailed to a cross for the sin of Israel. The people, that his own people rejected him. They rejected him. And yet he said what? On the cross, in pain, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And so if we're unforgiving, that's like square one of discipleship. You can't be unforgiving and be a, you just can't. It's not going to happen. You've got to forgive. It's in the Lord's Prayer. So it's very, very important. You see, Christians, that's a discipleship process. And what happens? Sometimes correction hurts. Okay, so you're drinking milk, not solid food. Everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word. And another word for discipling has to do with striking or smacking somebody. I'd say it like that, but sometimes God has to knock you on the side of the head to give you a little pain to get your attention. He has to do it. Let me give you another. Go to 2 Timothy. Let's see. Ooh, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. I want to stay on my notes if I can. I know we hate these scriptures. Some of you may use a highlighter. Sometimes I don't want to use a highlighter like a black highlighter for this, for certain scriptures. Okay? You know what black highlighters are. That's the ones they use at the FBI or anytime they want to give information out and they really don't want you to know what's going on, they use the black highlighter. Okay, but what does it say here? Hebrews 12, 11. It says, for the moment, all discipleship seems what? Painful rather than pleasant. But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by the pain. Trained by the pain. Oh, I rebuke you, Pastor John. You ain't speaking it. No, you get trained by pain. It says it here. The moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness for those who have been trained by it. So lift up your drooping hands. What does that mean? You're out of shape. Drooping hands means you're weak physically. And strengthen your weak knees. Why are your knees weak? You're not using them. You're not walking. You're not active in the Lord. Make straight paths for your feet. Okay? Look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. Look at this. Just so you know, it's in the Bible for more than you know. Okay, 2 Timothy 3, 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the scriptures, the sacred scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof. Everybody say reproof. I like the teaching part. The reproof part I don't like. Who likes to be reproved? Reproved means you're wrong. You better change. You got it wrong. You know, in the teaching world, it's the dreaded red marker. Dreaded red marker. It's the red marker that says, nope, change it. Not right. Okay? I don't know what they use today, but for me, it was the dreaded red marker. It says it was correction and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Now let's go to, I got, what is he? We got 2 Timothy 3, Titus 2, verse 12. Okay. It says, the grace of God has appeared, verse 11, Titus 2, 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age. There it is. He's training us. And that word training again is discipline, chastening, you know, spanking the baby, the child. Now, I'm going to share just my personal experience in this. During COVID, because of COVID and because of all the lockdowns and stuff like that, I just sat around the house a lot. I just sat around. You'd think that I wouldn't have done it, but I did it. I sat around, and during COVID, I was so interested in what was going on, and researching it and kind of keeping up with all that stuff and all the controversy and everything, I just really got into it. And I was on my computer a lot. I was just on there a lot, looking into things, researching things. I couldn't really see people. I'm a people person. And so I just kind of dove into the screen. Okay? So what happened? If you sit around a lot, because I would get my exercise by playing sports with people, or I'd go out and work with people. I like working with people. Okay, that's just my personality. So I'm just sitting around a whole lot. And I just got weaker and weaker. And then these guys move into the house, and I got COVID, and then the guys moved in the house in the springtime, and I'm carrying stuff. Okay? Somehow, I hurt my back. Why? I was out of shape. And, you know, then I did something, and I hurt myself. And I'm like, my whole life, I never had to deal with having to be in shape about anything. Not that much. I mean, I did sports and did stuff like that, but it was relatively easy to me. All right? But all of a sudden, this wasn't easy. I couldn't just go to a doctor and take a pill. You see what I'm saying? I went to a chiropractor. Well, maybe if he wrecks my neck right or back, then he'll just take the pain away. No, John, you've got a swollen disc. And I realized, I tried something for it. It didn't work. And I'm praying, and God had given me a word back in June of 2019 or 20, early before this thing started. He gave me a word. He said, I'm going to heal your back. He already told me he was going to heal my back before I really knew it was really painful. Because God knows everything from the beginning. So I know I had a promise. I was standing on God. He's going to heal my back. But we all want healing where someone just walks up to you and says, be healed in Jesus' name. And it's done. But that wasn't what God wanted to do. So I'm working things out with my doctor, Dr. Z, you know. And I realize after doing that, he put me on physical therapy. So I went to physical therapy. Some people know about this too. I mean, know about it. And I started seeing an immediate improvement with physical therapy. Well, I had doctor's appointments, so I started going to physical therapy, and it was painful. That's what I didn't like. See, I want to get better, but I don't want to have any pain about it. I don't want any pain. So I realized that, and that only went for so long, and then I realized that, John, you're going to have to change. You're going to have to be a disciple about taking care of your body like never before. Because what came easy to you is not easy anymore. And the most important, so all my physical therapy stuff, I'm just being honest now, okay? I have to stretch to do that. Stretching is essential for me and doing core exercises, okay? The moment I would do core exercises, I'd start feeling better. So you know what happens? You start feeling better and you stop doing the exercises. I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's why it's hard to make lasting change. It's hard to make lasting change or be disciplined because you start doing it and then you start getting better and then you say, well, I'm feeling better, but you're not all the way better because you've already put up with a certain amount of pain that you shouldn't be putting up with. See what I'm saying? And then you just stop. So I'd go to the gym. I'd go about 2-3 days, and then I wouldn't go for 2 weeks. Things come up, everything. And I had to do this, do that. And you make excuses? I'm telling you, folks, this has to do with God. This is a God thing. God wants his people fit in every way, not just spiritually. But in your mind, and God really wants us. I believe that even this whole COVID attack and isolation and don't go anywhere and don't see people, it was designed to get your body messed up and your head on the internet where it's out there. I'm telling you. I did more time on the internet after that than I did way after that. And then why? It's just easy. Why? Because there's unlimited information, and I'm a curious kind of guy. I want to know. And so we have fun and we talk about obscure things that are totally unnecessary. It's just stupid stuff. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Stuff that doesn't matter. And you've got the ability to get news about what's going on all over the world that has absolutely nothing to do with you. Why do you need to know that a rock fell in Colorado last year at a certain time? But you're curious. You're going, wow, I wonder what happened. I wonder how, you know. And so you're looking up stupid stuff. And sin is everywhere. Sin is abundant. You're going to find sin in the world. Guess what? The Bible says evil men will wax worse and worse. Don't let that be the source of your entertainment. Don't let it entertain you. Like, whoa, did you see what that guy did to that person? Cut his body up four different ways and then left a trail. You know what I'm saying? Stupid. I don't need to know stupid. You see what I'm saying? But I do. Why? I'm curious and I got the time and I got the means to do it. And so we waste our time not doing what God calls us to do because of our curiosity. It all hits everything. Gaming, entertainment, research, project. And it just covers it all. Time with people, you know. Back in the day, I used to tie up the phone line at the house. Why? Talking to my friends. Talking to my girlfriend. Hours talking on the phone. Okay? Now it doesn't matter as much, except that's what I'm doing. See, the point is that God is saying, discipline yourself. Come into a new place of discipline. Get a plan. Work your plan. Take small steps. Don't be frustrated if you make mistakes. Don't let it get to you, because you're going to do it. You're going to do well for a while, spiritually. And this is you see what I'm saying? Spiritually means not just what's in your head or your heart, but also in your body. If you need to be active, don't sit all day. Don't sit all day. Get up every 20 minutes. Walk around. You see what I'm saying? The devil doesn't, you know, I saw this happen with too many people where they sit in front of a television all day long when they get older and then they die young. Why? They did it to themselves. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't just natural aging. You know what I'm saying? God wants you to be healthy and he wants you to be active and he wants you to be out there witnessing and sharing and enjoying life and discipline. But you got to be willing to come under the discipline of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not there yet. I'm telling you this now because I don't want you to think that I'm speaking, you know, I'm not coming out here like Mr. Buck. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about looking like the stupid pictures of people on the internet that starve themselves to get their body fat down so that they look weird. But that's the new normal, right? You see pictures of guys that have starved themselves just like so that they have zero body fat hardly. That's not normal. That's weird. They try to make the weird the normal so that you try to achieve something that's stupid. Because God doesn't want you to live in the gym. You see what I'm saying? To live in the gym. Because that's too much time. You hear what I'm saying? It's balance. Yeah. But be healthy. Be healthy. And I just wanted to share my situation because God has called me. How am I going to get in a plane and go 12, 4, 14, 24 hours like we did the last 2 years? How am I going to do that to Africa? If all I'm doing is sitting around and not in shape, I got to do that. And now and every time I exercise, every time I start feeling better. I don't necessarily want, and I'm not trying to be too personal about it, but I don't want just there to be, okay, we're just going to get surgery. It's going to fix everything. I'm just going to be just as much of a bum as I was before. You see what I'm saying? I don't want that. Okay? Because we don't want to look at medicine as a way to avoid being blessed by a partnership and the fact that Jesus really wants me to do this. It's something between me and him. It's not just me doing it because it's the thing. It's because the Lord's involved in my health and my discipleship and my time with him and how I'm managing my time. It's very, very important. I just want to share that because I've been working on it and I want to see a change. So I think we need to pray for each other.
I really like to listen to on YouTube. I like to listen to people's testimonies. There's some awesome testimonies on YouTube, and I could just listen to them all day because they just bless me, you know. But the Lord spoke to me and said, you're escaping your life by listening to these people's testimonies. I mean, it's okay to listen to them every now and then, once, maybe one a day or something. But he said he wants me to be present here in this time, in this life, with the people that I'm with. And if I'm always listening to somebody else, no matter how good it is what they're saying, I'm not hearing him. I can't hear his voice if I'm always listening to somebody else talking. Even if they're glorifying God, I'm still not hearing him. So that's my testimony, that I'm trying to be more present here and now with everybody here. Amen.
I think we need to pray for each other, encourage each other. And I'm going to speak a blessing over you. And I'm calling this Hebrews 13:20, the discipleship blessing. There's many blessings in the scripture, but the discipleship blessing is the blessing that makes you like Jesus and to work. You know, do you know that getting sleep at night is just as important as exercise? And the enemy was keeping me. I stay up all and just, why? I'm doing something. And sometimes it's the screen. Keeps you up at night. You don't get to bed at a decent hour. That's another, a whole other area. So God wants you to get to bed, get rest. He wants you to exercise, be active. Don't sit around all day. Drink plenty of water. I mean, there's all kinds of very simple, practical things the devil's trying to get you out of. And all right, here's the discipleship blessing. I went a little bit long to tell you my testimony, but I really wanted you to hear where I was coming from, okay? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, this is the disciples' blessing, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, there's the word, disciple you, equip you, disciple you with every good that you may do his will. See, we need to be discipled so we can do what God wants us to do. I want to do everything that he wants me to do before I'm leaving this earth. I want to do it. I want him to say, John, you did it. I set these out for you to do and you did it. And he's there to help us to do it. He's there to help us. It says, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So I want us to really speak this discipleship word over us, this discipleship blessing. He is going to equip us with everything good that we may do his will. He's going to disciple us with everything. And, you know, he brought Jesus back from the dead so that our bodies physically would be blessed. Amen? Amen. I just want to encourage you with this. I want to challenge you with this. I pray. Amen? God bless you guys. I thank you for just listening and letting me be honest with you about this. Is that okay? Amen. Can we give the Lord a praise? Amen.